Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the fascinating world of science and its impact on society. And if you want to be on Science Fantastic, all you have to do is pick up the phone. That's right. It's as simple as that. Pick up the phone and call 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, ask that question on national radio and the internet. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to know more about what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to Facebook. And on Facebook, we have about 5 million fans. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest New York Times bestseller that I wrote is called The God Equation. And what is it about? It's about, well, what I do for a living. Some people come up to me and say, Professor, you're a physicist. What do physicists do anyway? Do they make bombs? Well, the short answer is, yeah, some of them make bombs. And some of us make bombs for the military. In fact, when I was in graduate school, years ago, I was offered a job. I was offered a job by Edward Teller, father of the hydrogen bomb, to design hydrogen bombs for the United States government. Well, I respectfully turned down that very generous offer because I wanted to work on something even bigger than a hydrogen bomb. I wanted to work on the Big Bang. That is the creation of the universe itself, which was much more catastrophic than any puny hydrogen bomb on the planet Earth. Well, anyway, like I said before, if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, give us a call and call 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now, and let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Dave Eagle. I'm listening on 50,000 watt KFQD in Anchorage, Alaska. I live in Kenai, Alaska, about 100 miles away. The subject is communication satellites. How far below the International Space Station do all the thousands of Starlink satellites orbit? Apparently, ISS is at about 310 miles above the surface of the Earth. So the question then is, at what altitude are they assumed to burn up? Will remnants ever collide with a passenger jet flying at about 35,000 feet? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question because there's so much clutter out there in outer space. Not only clutter, but when the superpowers test their weapons in outer space, it creates a shower of debris. Debris which circulates around the planet Earth at different altitudes. And some of this debris could circle the Earth forever because they are outside the orbit of the planet Earth to the point where they do not experience any friction from the Earth's atmosphere. Now, for that, you have to, of course, be thousands of miles away from the surface of the Earth. But, yeah, we have some debris even going out that far. Most of the debris, however, is only a few hundred miles above the surface of the Earth, and that's where the International Space Station is, that's where communication satellites are, and yeah, you're right, it's a clutter out there, and the ISS, the space station, actually has to, once in a while, change its trajectory in order to avoid being hit by some of the junk that we've lofted in outer space. Several years ago, the Chinese tested an anti-satellite weapon by blowing up one of their own satellites. It created a shower of debris, and everybody chimed in and denounced the Chinese for doing such an incredibly bad experiment, blowing up a satellite and creating thousands of pieces of debris. So you ask, can an airplane be hit by some of this? Well, in principle, yes. But in practice, it's very unlikely. To have just one satellite out there, a killer satellite, let's say, destroy another satellite, the shower of debris is tiny compared to the size of the planet Earth. So the chances of being hit by an airplane that goes through this shower of debris, well, it's not zero. It is possible that one day an airplane could be hit by some of the debris falling back to the planet Earth, but it is highly unlikely. Now, more recently, the Chinese have been testing their rockets. They've been putting up a space station of their own. And to do this, they have to haul tremendous cargo up to their space station. And they simply allow their rockets to fall back to the planet Earth. Unregulated, random trajectory back to the planet Earth. At that point, many nations of the Earth once again protested and said, you should put a mini rocket on your empty booster rocket to nudge these objects back to the planet Earth so we know exactly when and where this object will hit the planet Earth. So anyway, to answer your simple question, the answer is yes, it is possible that you could be in a jet plane, a commercial jet plane, and be hit by some of this debris. However, it is unlikely, given the fact that the International Space Station and other objects are very careful to monitor how much junk they create. And nations of the Earth, like the Chinese, were heavily criticized for allowing their debris to fall practically randomly back to the planet Earth. But like I said, it's one of the problems of the space age. I mean, the same thing happens with the roads. When the early roads of the pioneers were created, people left a lot of garbage. When cities were created, people had to build a sewer system to get rid of all the junk and debris and poisons and pollutions that were emitted. Now we are polluting outer space. And so it's something to think about. One day, one of our astronauts may bump into a piece of garbage from outer space. Okay, well, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Larry Chan. In reading your book, The God Equation, for the second time, I actually came upon a thought. What would happen if there was a caveman who existed maybe in 30,000 BC who had the same IQ as Albert Einstein? So, for example, you know, during the painting of the Lascaux cave paintings, maybe there was another person, a human being, a man or woman, who might have had the same type of brain as Albert Einstein, and he might have actually thought of theory of relativity before history was even recorded, when they were making flint spears and wooden spears chasing antelopes on the plains. It was my understanding that they preserved Einstein's brain, and they found out that he had a fourth parietal lobe, which most human beings don't have. So I was wondering if that might have been possible, that another human being or like some child prodigy, because child prodigies in mathematics exists nowadays. So I'm thinking, why couldn't the cavemen have had similar child prodigies and what they might have accomplished or what they might have scribbled on cave walls that we don't understand? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you ask a very interesting question. The question is, back in the caveman days, thousands and thousands of years ago, would it be possible to have an Einstein, a supernova of intelligence back then? Well, let's take a short commercial break, and afterwards we'll talk about the question, could Einstein have lived thousands and thousands of years ago? You are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been puzzling you about this great universe of ours. Stay tuned.
have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, we had a call coming in saying that, well, if Einstein had been born 30,000 years ago, when we all lived in caves, could he have discovered relativity way back then? Well, chances are probably not, but let's break it down. First of all, Einstein's brain has been preserved. When Einstein died, of course, he left a will, and in his will he said his body should be cremated. He didn't want any monuments or anything like that built in his honor. He just wanted his remains to be scattered, and that's pretty much it. However, the doctor at Princeton who did the final autopsy realized that in his hands, he was holding perhaps some of the secrets of the universe. So what did he do? He did not dispose of Einstein's brain. He kept it in a jar. In fact, according to one story, he kept it in a jar underneath his sofa for years. He would slice up pieces of the brain and mail it to other doctors who would then use their microscopes to analyze Einstein's brain. Well, out of this, what came out? Well, unfortunately, not much. We do know that Einstein's brain was a little bit different from other brains that are involved in abstract mental activity. For example, musicians, mathematicians, even accountants, people that spend a lot of their time working with pencil and paper, they have a thickening in certain part of their brain. But other than that, there's really not that much difference between Einstein's brain and the ordinary brain. And so it's still a mystery. The mystery is the secret of intelligence. Is that locked up somewhere in Einstein's brain, what's left of it? But then there's another question. Could Einstein have been born 30,000 years ago? Well, the answer is probably no, because we forget the fact that Einstein and Newton, all the great geniuses of old, they were like supernovas, but they came from a background which was already established. Back then, in the caveman days, people didn't have pencils. They didn't have erasers. They could barely count. There was no mathematics and algebra to speak of. And you have to build on that in order to create something new. Now, Newton, for example, created calculus from scratch, which is amazing. Think about that. The laws of motion from scratch and the mathematics from scratch. That was a tremendous achievement. But realize that Newton had access to paper, pencil. He had access to trigonometry. He was able to talk to other scientists. So could a Newton or an Einstein have existed hundreds, thousands of years ago? And the answer is, I doubt it. Because giants base their work on previous giants. As Einstein once said, if he's seen a little bit farther than others, it's because he stood on the shoulders of previous giants. And so to answer your question, I doubt it. I doubt that an Einstein could have been born 30,000 years ago, because back then there was no paper, there was no pencil, there were no calculators, there was no astronomy by which you can test some of these ideas about the solar system. It was just a bunch of scavengers, drifters going from place to place. Of course, back then, 30,000 years ago, there was an ice age, and it was not pleasant because most people spent their time shivering and trying to find meager amounts of food among the tundra and among the ice. It was an ice age back then. So could Einstein have been born back then? Well, as an individual, he might have been born, but could he become a supernova of science? And the answer is probably not. Sorry about that. Even great geniuses like Newton and Einstein have to depend upon the work of thousands of other people before them that created pencils, papers, arithmetic, geometry, trigonometry. And so a supernova like Einstein, yes, they happen once every 100 years or so. But on the other hand, could they pop up everywhere? And the answer is probably not. Okay, anyway, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. This is Jay, listening on WNDB in Daytona Beach, Florida. I was wondering, is it possible that our global warming may be caused by or aggravated by the Earth's core heating up? Is anyone measuring the temperature of the Earth, or is that just something that seems to be very stable? I do appreciate all of the informative and entertaining information you give out. Please keep up the good work. Thank you.
Well, the first question is, why is the Earth hot to begin with? I mean, after Mars, for example, is not so hot in its center. And why is it that the Earth has volcanoes? And the core of the Earth is hot, and that creates earthquakes. And so all the disturbances we feel on the surface of the Earth, like tsunamis and earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, are a byproduct of the fact that the Earth is hot in the middle. And then the question is, why is that? Well, scientists for a long time puzzled over that question, why volcanoes? Until we realized that there was a new force out there. Madame Curie had unleashed the nuclear force on science. The nuclear force is different from the familiar forces that we encounter. The nuclear force can exist over thousands, millions of years. For example, uranium-235 Its half-life is about 4 billion years. If I have a piece of uranium rock, a rock made out of U-238, and I simply sit there for 4 billion years, the amount of radiation that it emits has gone down by 50%. So the half-life of U-238 is 4 billion years. And so why is the Earth hot? It's because it is radioactive. That's right. Now, over 100 years ago, there was a debate among British scientists. The great physicist back then, in fact, the greatest physicist of the 1800s, was Lord Kelvin. And Lord Kelvin said, something is strange. If the Earth were molten, it would take only maybe a million years or so, he calculated, for the Earth to cool down. And yet the Earth is still hot. Therefore, he said, it's a mystery. What could possibly keep the Earth hot, given the fact that in a few million years it would cool off? Now, the geologist said, now, wait a minute. The structures that we see around us are millions to even billions of years old. And so something is strange going on. The geologist said there must be a new force out there, a new force that acts over not just a few thousand years, but over millions to billions of years that heats up the Earth. Well, Lord Kelvin said, I don't think so. The Earth should have cooled down and be solid many millions of years ago. And yet here we are. Well, Madame Curie solved the whole problem. The nuclear force can exist over a span of millions to billions of years. As I said, the half-life of U-238, uranium, is 4 billion years. That's how much time it takes for the radiation to diminish by 50%. So what is the center of the Earth made of? The center of the Earth, long time ago, was molten, and as a consequence, heavier elements drifted toward the center. Lighter elements drifted toward the perimeter of the Earth. Heavier elements drifted toward the core of the Earth. Heavy elements, like the transuranics, like thorium, radium, uranium, all the elements that are quite radioactive drifted toward the center of the Earth because the Earth was molten back then. And that's why we have earthquakes. That's why we have continental drift. That's why we have tsunamis. All the violent disturbances we see around us is because of the nuclear force, because the nuclear force acts over not just a few hundred years, it can act over millions to billions of years, and that's what keeps the Earth hot. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call later to the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can get on national media. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is entering its eighth month. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is explaining when he expects a conflict to end.
It depends entirely on whether Russia gets to a place where it's actually interested in stopping the aggression that it started.
Russia launched several strikes on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv this week using Iranian kamikaze drones. At least 4 people were killed in the attacks. President Biden is in his home state of Delaware touting the new student debt relief program at Delaware State University as the White House opens up registration for borrowers eligible for payments, which closes December 31st.
Less than a week, just close to 22 million people have already given us information considering this life-changing relief.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a question, and the question is, well, is the Earth heating up, and could that be responsible for global warming? Well, as I said, we have to ask the other question, why is the Earth hot at all? And the Earth is hot because the center of the Earth is radioactive, believe it or not. Thorium, uranium, radium, the transuranics. Many of the highly radioactive elements drifted toward the center of the Earth billions of years ago, and that's what's heating up the Earth. Why do we have continental drift? Why are the continents moving? In fact, the distance between New York City and London, the distance between New York City and London increases every year because there's a gash, the transatlantic rift, the gash that separates England from the United States, and it's expanding. Expanding because of continental drift. And it grows pretty much at the rate at which your fingernails grow. In other words, it's a very slow process, but that's the reason why we have the Atlantic Ocean. Not to mention the fact that that's the reason why we have cracks on the surface of the Earth, which gives us earthquakes. And all of that is due to the fact that the center of the Earth is radioactive, radioactive over a period of millions to billions of years. Now, this also has an impact on the planet Mars, not just the planet Earth. Because you see, Mars does not have a magnetic field of any worth. Its core cooled down billions of years ago. It's a smaller planet. And because the core of Mars is pretty much solid, it means you do not have a magnetic field. The constant churning of the center of the Earth creates a magnetic field. That magnetic field is registered in your compass needle, and that magnetic field protects us, creates a shield that protects us against the solar wind that buffets the Earth from outer space. Mars cooled down billions of years ago. As a consequence, it has no magnetic field to speak of, and so it's constantly being pummeled by the solar wind, which blows whatever atmosphere it has into outer space, and that's why Mars lost its atmosphere. And because Mars lost its atmosphere, the boiling point of water drops, and water begins to boil all by itself. And as the oceans of Mars boiled away, then that's where the water of Mars went. Mars, once upon a time, had plenty of water. It had oceans. We see the remnants of gigantic riverbeds, remnants of oceans on Mars. But the water, where did it go? It basically boiled away because the atmospheric pressure of the atmosphere dropped to near zero. The atmospheric pressure of Mars is about 1% that of the Earth. Now, why is all this important? Because we're going to Mars. We have a timetable now. We're going to be going to the moon perhaps this year, maybe next year, with an unmanned probe that'll circulate around the moon next year. 2 years after that, we're going to send humans to go orbiting around the moon. They will not land, but they will orbit around the moon. 1 year after that, humans are going to walk on the surface of the Earth. Plans are to have at least one woman and one person of color to be crewmates on that historic voyage to go back to the moon. And that's within a period of 3 years. And then after that, we're going to set up a permanent base on the moon, maybe a lunar satellite called Gateway, and from that, use it as a jumping point to the planet Mars. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and you could be on Science Fantastic if you call 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You know, I get a lot of emails, and so I'll simply try to answer some of them and have these answers put on the air. Well, one question I get is, what happens if we decide that in outer space, instead of listening for signals from alien civilizations, why not pick up junk or Coke bottles or debris left over by these civilizations in outer space? Isn't that enough to prove that the aliens are out there? Well, yes. In fact, a new science is being born right before our eyes. It's to look for what are called technosignatures. A technosignature is a piece of junk that is created by an advanced civilization in outer space. So in other words, in science fiction movies, we always have the time when we encounter an advanced civilization in outer space. But what happens if we don't encounter them at all? I mean, if you're searching in a forest looking for creatures, chances are you're not going to find the animals themselves, but you will find evidence that the animals were there, waste products, debris, bones left over from the animals. So when we search for intelligent life in outer space, maybe, just maybe, we've been barking up the wrong tree. Because first of all, what do we have? We have something called the SETI Project, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, that listens for radio signals from outer space. But let's say the aliens don't use radio, or they use lasers, or they think that radio is too primitive. We could be barking up the wrong tree. Then there's something called exobiology. This is a new branch of science. Exobiology is looking for signs of life totally different than that found on the planet Earth. What would a potential Martian or Venusian look like if, for example, DNA somehow got started on Mars or Venus? Or maybe a moon of Jupiter like Europa, or a moon of Saturn like Enceladus. So in other words, exobiology looks at different forms of life other than the familiar DNA-based life forms. But now we have yet another new branch of science being created called looking for technosignatures. In other words, instead of listening for radio, instead of looking for evidence of strange animal life on other planets, why not look for Coke bottles, garbage? Because after all, if you were hot on the trail of campers in a forest, you don't expect to directly meet up with the campers, but you do expect to meet up with their Coke bottles and their trash and what have you. So yet a new science is being born looking for technosignatures. So what kind of technosignatures should we be looking for? Well, one possibility is mechanical debris that's drifting in outer space. You know, there's objects that look like comets that go whizzing through our solar system from a distant solar system, and we don't know what they are. Some people think that it's leftover garbage from an advanced civilization. One piece of garbage from a distant solar system outside our solar system actually landed in the ocean. And there's an effort perhaps to retrieve that object. Maybe it's a Coke bottle left over from an alien civilization. Now, there is one branch of science that I actually think is not such a good idea. And that's called the METI Project. The METI Project is a search for intelligent life by advertising our existence to the aliens in outer space. Here we are, folks. In other words, sending probes that have our location in the galaxy listed with a brief history of our technology so that any aliens would know where we are and they would know what kind of weapons and what kind of technology that we have. I think advertising our existence to aliens is a really bad idea. Think of what happened in Mexico when Cortez met up with Montezuma. Montezuma made one of the biggest mistakes in ancient history. He thought this bloodthirsty pirate was a god. Huge mistake. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of this great universe of ours. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And be part of the search for truth in the universe. So stay tuned.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we were talking about a new branch of science being created right before our eyes. We have the SETI project, which is the search for extraterrestrial intelligence by eavesdropping on radio transmissions that they may use to communicate with each other. The second is exobiology, looking at biologies on Mars, on Jupiter, on the moons of Saturn, what have you, a life that does not look like life as we know it, but life that could be aquatic or aerial or what have you. So that's called exobiology. Then there's a new branch of science looking for technosignatures. For example, looking for Dyson spheres in outer space. An advanced civilization may decide to create a shell that envelops their moon and their solar system and derives energy from the sun, which is now inside this Dyson sphere. And so that would supply energy forever for the beings inside the Dyson sphere. So that's a possibility, or of course looking for garbage and Coke bottles that a civilization may leave inadvertently. But there's another branch of science being created before our eyes that I think is a bad idea. And that's the METI project, where we advertise our existence to aliens in outer space before we know what their intentions are, before we know their level of technology. So what happened to Montezuma when he encountered Cortez in Mexico hundreds of years ago? Montezuma made the biggest mistake in all of ancient history. He assumed that the Spaniards were gods. Nope, they were bloodthirsty conquistador pirates. All they wanted was gold. And they smashed the Aztec civilization, and it crumbled because of what Cortez had. Cortez had the horse. The Aztecs had none. They'd never seen a horse before. Cortez had steel weapons. The Aztecs only had bronze weapons. Cortez had gunpowder. The Aztecs had never seen gunpowder before. They were basically looking at bows and arrows. And Cortez had a written language to communicate with his forces. Well, Montezuma had a pictorial language, not a written language. So for all these reasons, the Aztec Empire, after 10,000 years of rising in Mexico, crumbled within a matter of months. So personally, I think it's a bad idea to advertise our existence to aliens in outer space. And speaking about aliens in outer space, NASA is still crowing about the fact that its DART mission was successful. The DART mission, you recall, was a mission to deflect a potential asteroid that in the future may be headed our way. The DART mission was a smashing success. Our probe was able to impact on an asteroid about twice the size of a football field and deflect its motion. Now, this, of course, was all hypothetical, but it did show that we can, in fact, deflect an object coming toward the planet Earth, one day perhaps saving life as we know it. You know, these things happen all the time, but we're oblivious to them. We have near misses all the time. In 2029, 2 years from now, we're going to have yet another near miss. The asteroid Apophis is going to come so close to the planet Earth that it will actually be underneath the orbit of some of our satellites. Think about that. An object so close, it'll whiz by the Earth at an altitude that puts it beneath the satellites that we use for our communication purposes. And the Apophis satellite is about 1,000 feet across. You're talking about three times the size of a football field. That's how big this asteroid is. And even if it misses in 2029, it's going to repeat, have a second encounter with the Earth in 2036. And so it's something that we have to monitor very carefully. And realize that if these objects hit the Earth, they could do a considerable amount of damage. I mean, after all, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. That's why they're not here today, folks. How come there are no dinosaurs in the studio? Where are the dinosaurs? Well, they got wiped out when an object about 6 miles across plowed into the Yucatan of Mexico 66 million years ago. So we scientists actually try to catalog how dangerous they are. First of all, we have what are called city busters, objects about the size of a football field that could take out London or Moscow or Washington, D.C., if it were to hit. And they actually hit the Earth once every few centuries. Two of them actually impacted on Russia in Tunguska and Chelyabinsk. Two of them hit Russia recently. And these are city busters. And then we have nation busters. Nation busters are like Apophis. They're thousands of feet across. They could take out England. They could take out Switzerland. We're talking about nation busters that could cause devastation on a scale of nations. They hit the Earth once every few thousand years. Then we have planet busters, like what hit the Yucatan of Mexico 66 million years ago. Planet busters hit the Earth once every 50 million years or so. And so when will the next hit take place? We don't know. But the question is, do you want to find out by simply doing nothing? Now you may say to yourself, well, don't we have Bruce Willis with the space station? Can't they protect us from these things? The answer is, well, the space shuttle has been canceled. We have no way to intercept an object at the present time. The DART was the first time an attempt was even made to deflect a killer satellite, killer asteroid in outer space. And so just realize that we are sitting ducks. Sitting ducks if an asteroid comes barreling our way with our name on it. Think about that. Well, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this has been Science Fantastic. You can be a member of Science Fantastic's fan club by calling 612-564-8135.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.